Yeah.
Well, it's a terrible way to start the show. I come up with different ways each time to like delay myself.
Just, it's fascinating, really.
Getting started. So a lot of times it's a very basic like microphone issue.
Sure. Other times it's people in the house yelling.
That happens a lot. People opening and closing doors, people scooping ice nearby. That happens a lot. There's a lot of ice scooping. I think an astute listener, astute viewer can, you know, can pick out that sound. Like, oh, yeah, that's somebody scooping ice from the lower compartment of a Samsung refrigerator.
Remember when we had Michael Ian Black on and you decided to have your maid just coming in and out, cleaning, just making all sorts of noise?
I don't like to use the term maid.
What do you use?
I don't. When pressed, I like to say housekeeper, I guess.
Housekeeper?
That sounds like it's somebody you have on staff.
Right.
Full time.
So like, does maid.
This is sort of like a family friend who comes once a month and
A family? You make a family friend come clean your house?
Well, I don't know. She was like my mother-in-law's longtime cleaning lady, I guess. So like and then in the interim when she was not their cleaning lady anymore, housekeeper, they maintained sort of a friendly relationship. So the family friend, I guess. I don't know.
I understand.
I'm having the hardest time just checking my privilege on this one, Derek.
Right. No, I walked you right into this one. I really did.
My recording area is just a room of my house that I like to call the library, even though it is, it has one and a half like IKEA Billy bookcases and the rest.
It's mostly toys. It's just toys elsewhere.
There's toys. There's a lot of like old sports balls from like when the kids were little, like sports balls for babies. I got a set of dumbbells. That was sort of a Christmas gift. And so this is also like
my home gym. Did you get those for Christmas?
It's so hard to stay jacked.
Oh man, tell me about it.
I got it for St. Nicholas Day. You know how I like to how we just spoil ourselves.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For St. Nicholas Day.
Were you treated well for your birthday?
Yes. Oh yeah. And I mean, first of all, thank you again. I learned that in Michael Ian Black's library, he has a book ladder. He has a book ladder. And at one point during his show, the Michael Ian Black New Year's Spectacular, Spooktacular. You'd think I would know a spooktacular when one scares me. You don't just see a spectacular. You
get spooked by it.
You get spooked. Yeah.
Not on New Year's Eve.
At one point, not even close to New Year's. I mean, yeah. I like to think that my birthday is very far removed from Christmas and New Year's because it feels like a long time to me, not anyone else, but to me who has to wait for it. Derek, at one point he tried to do what looked like a Beauty and the Beast type move on the book ladder and nearly fell. And it was a very dangerous moment.
You know the
shot where it's like you're looking down at Belle, she's on the ladder in the
book. I know the shot.
I feel like if I thought really hard about it, I could conjure the exact lyric, but I can't.
Right.
But everyone knows the shot. It's indelible.
This is from her Bonjour song in the beginning of the movie, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
There goes the baker, but it's later on, which is in the bookshop. Something like that.
Yeah, right. No, I get it.
Isn't this amazing? Yeah, I don't know.
Did he sing that? Did he sing the lyric when he did it? When he did the move?
There might have. It felt as though he might be near the point of bursting of a song, because when you're on a book ladder and you sort of swing one arm out, like how can you not sing?
No, I don't know. I don't know it's how a, you can't belt it's out a note.
Book ladder. Right. I mean, yeah. But instead of just like gently gliding down the shelves, it sort of started to tip, and so he had to stop doing that.
Ah, yes,
because that's how ladders work in real life.
Yeah, and he's not a cartoon character. Right.
Ladders aren't all that reliable, and they kill thousands of people each year, Derek.
Dangerous than great white sharks. More dangerous than great white sharks, believe it or not.
Yeah. Maybe. I wonder how they compare to hippos.
You know what else is more dangerous than great white sharks?
What's that?
Getting hit on the head by coconuts.
Really?
There are more deaths per year than shark attacks sharks as a species combined on humans. There are more deaths by people getting hit on the head by coconuts.
What do you do?
What, you don't do anything. You die. There's nothing you do. You don't. You didn't know that it was going to happen. Brain aneurysm. Dr. Dre suffered a brain aneurysm, right? There's things like that that happen that you can't detect. You can't know it's going to happen. It can just happen. It doesn't matter how much or little money you have. It doesn't matter how many number one hits you have. It doesn't. Brain aneurysms, they don't even care that you're friends with Snoop Dogg, right?
I have heard. Well, yeah. And he, Dr. Dre is, in fact, a billionaire.
Yeah,
like he, I think when he sold Beats to Apple, crossed that threshold. We got that comma.
Yeah, with the B, with the B.
Yeah,
the big B.
And it doesn't discriminate. The thing is, I heard at one point a friend told me that you could receive a test that would tell you pretty precisely your likelihood of having a brain aneurysm, but there's nothing you can do with that information.
How scary. Just walk around just wondering if today's the day.
Yeah, but then there's really nothing you can do to prevent it, even though, you know, here you are with, I mean, I guess maybe.
Just going back to my point, you can't, there's no app to know that you're going to get hit on the head by a coconut.
Right, but I do feel like if you're in a coconut-heavy area, an area that is dense with coconut trees that are producing a large number of coconuts,
sure,
that there are certain precautions that you could take. But does that mean you put on a hard hat every time you go outside?
Do you think it's really people that live in the area that are familiar with these coconuts falling out of trees that are the ones that are getting hit and dying? Or do you think it's tourists like you and me?
Tourists.
You know, like you and I could have died on our Hawaii trips from coconuts. You know, maybe COVID saved our lives. Who knows, Tim? Because a lot of people die per year from getting hit on the head by coconuts.
Imagine you're standing on the shore. You're looking out, like you're on the North Shore. You're looking out into the ocean,
and you see
the fin of a great white shark, and you're staring at it, and you're like, "Oh shit!"
You're all, look at that big guy.
I've studied sharks meticulously, and from 500 yards, can tell you that precise fin is a great white shark swimming in these waters.
And then blam, you're fucking dead, Tim, because a coconut fell on your fucking head and killed you.
Nobody could have seen that coming.
Nobody.
Get your eye on the shark. Yep. Everybody's watching the shark.
Yep.
And they need to be watching the coconut.
That's how fast it happens. Hey, so do you want to tell people about your best friend, Michael Ian Black, and the way that you guys are just best friends now and...
I mean, no, I like to keep it private. Most of what we talked about is how he's jealous of your friendship with The Rock. That I think was probably
good.
Yeah.
Wait, on what end though? Is he jealous of The Rock because he's friends with me, or I'm guessing it's the other way around, but
he's jealous of The Rock. Yeah.
Just jealous of The Rock. You just could end it right there. He's just jealous of The Rock.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't begrudge The Rock like his physique, his career success, his financial success, his million-dollar smile, any of that. It's just he's jealous of The Rock stealing your affection, or at least diverting a portion of your affection.
Gotcha.
And I told him I understand because I feel the same way about The Rock.
Right. Well, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of funny just sometimes to pretend like me and Big D. He calls me Little D. I call him Big D.
I guess that's a lot.
Yeah.
I get it, though,
because like that whole thing, that's fictional. Whereas Michael Ian Black has actually done a podcast with me in real life, and you know, he kind of paved the way for my career, right? I mean, if I was you know, a trash talking, laying the smackdown, jabroni beaten, pie eating, eyebrow raising, hell raising son of a bitch, you know, like The Rock, that's a whole other thing. But
that's true. You almost went that way.
I really did.
We talked about the moment.
Yeah.
But you had a hand on the shoulder moment where the path was right there in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you see one horrific leg injury and next thing you know, commit your life to snacks.
Yeah. I don't even know if I could like play basketball anymore after seeing what happened to Kevin Durant.
Right.
Right.
So here we are, I guess. I mean, you're back. I didn't think you were going to come back. I thought that this was going to be it. You know, I thought maybe that even tonight you might have just been like, hey, we should get together and we should snack and do the thing we do where we like pick snacks, we eat them, and then we rate them. But then I was like, you're just getting me into a safe space where you could like break up with me publicly and tell me that it's now going to be Mike and Tim.
There was, so I'll tell you what really happened though. If we haven't provided enough context here to the more casual viewer, for my birthday, you purchased me tickets to this live comedy show, which was an hour long spooktacular, but there was a VIP meet and greet option. There are certain little cool things I think that have emerged, where technology has tried to fill the void of human interaction during this pandemic. And this is certainly one of those where the ticket that you gave me included a 1 minute FaceTime call from Michael Ian Black to me. And so like you kind of wait in a digital line for your call. And then like, it tells you how long it's going to take. And then it says like, okay, getting ready. And then it says the host is observing you. Oh. So like for a second, like Michael Ian Black is just observing me.
He's just looking at you.
He's just looking at me.
And he's just like, oh, this guy.
Yeah.
I recognize this guy.
Yeah.
That's my boy. That's my boy, Tim.
And then by the end of the conversation, we did briefly discuss your participation at Medieval Times.
Ah.
And then at the end, I was telling him now that every time I stir the peanut butter, I think about what he said. Every time I stir my George Washington Carver peanut butter, I have to reevaluate my life choices and think about Michael Ian Black. Uh-huh. And at that point, he was just like, we're done. He just hung up.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad it ended that way. So basically, you talked about me a whole bunch, and then you pissed him off, and he slammed the phone down and was like, I'm done with you, Tim.
About right.
Did he start following you on Twitter by chance?
No,
no.
I've put in so much work. I've been verified on Twitter. I think that you know that is an indication. If he's been observing me for this long, he would know now that it's safe.
Yeah, that's my thought. That was my thought. You got your verification. Twitter
on the same day they banned Donald Trump. It really
Twitter
was a day
banned for Twitter. Donald Trump. They gave you your blue check mark, and it was your birthday the next day. What a wonderful world we live in. And I would strongly recommend to our listeners and our viewers who are here. I think the listeners are stuck at the airport or some shit, but the viewers are here. They should wish you a very belated happy birthday. And I will welcome them into episode 121 of Mike and Tim Eat Snacks. I mean, Derek and Tim Eat Snacks.
Derek and Tim Eat Snacks on the internet.
I should have insisted that we eat a snack together in our 1 minute.
Yeah.
I should have been like, look, I've got hint of lime Tostitos right here.
Yeah.
I didn't have any hint of lime Tostitos. That was my problem, Derek.
Can you get them fast? Like, can you access them?
Yeah. I have like these extreme Doritos. He talked quite a bit about how some snacks have gotten too extreme. Mm-hmm. And that's it's a fine tightrope that you and I walk.
It really is.
We evaluate a snack not necessarily on the extremeness of its flavor, but on did it deliver on what it promised.
Well, and when I think extreme in the modern day snacking world as well as in the culinary world, I think of how large and ridiculous things have gotten, right? I have attended certain restaurants and shops around the area of like Universal Studios. And I know that some of the treats and snacks and things that they made were straight out of Willy Wonka. They did not look like they were actually created on this earth for an actual human being to eat. I bought my daughter one. It was like an entire piece of cake on top of a milkshake. It didn't even make sense, but it made all, yet it made all the sense. Right? You know
these,
what I mean?
These things are delightful. They're really just for your Instagram.
Yes. They're not really meant to be eaten by one person.
Nobody expects to eat the whole thing. This pandemic not only robbed me of a trip to Hawaii, but I had purchased a 3-pack of tickets to Universal Studios, the one from Costco where like you got to go 3 times in a year.
Yeah.
And I only made it twice, and I probably should call somebody about that.
You probably should. Get Jared to do it. He'll get it for you.
Maybe
he'll get you lifetime passes or something.
Yeah. That'd be nice. But the thing about Universal Studios is like you're whatever you pay for a ticket, even if it's the outrageous full ticket price, is a pittance compared to what you're going to spend on food and souvenirs while you're there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to like you'll drop without thinking about it. It's insane. And over in the Simpsons area, they have a Lard Lad donuts. And of course you want to eat that because it's always been, you know, it's been a hallmark of Springfield in every Simpsons episode that you've watched. You know, it looks exactly like a Homer Simpson donut.
It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
It's the radius or the diameter of a regulation NBA basketball.
It's a small cake. It's a small cake.
It probably costs $30. It could serve 12 people.
No. You'd be surprised about that. It actually only costs $10. And yes, it does serve 5 people. Yes, that's a fact. I think we had that in our hotel room for the entire vacation, the entire time we were there. It was just breakfast for days, basically. But it was worth it. We also got voodoo donuts, though, at the same time. So there was
there's a voodoo donuts right there. Yeah. You can't just walk by a voodoo donuts.
You can't walk by a voodoo donuts. Nobody can walk by a voodoo donuts. You got to go in a voodoo donuts. Yeah. Unless you live near a voodoo donuts, then I imagine you're probably sick of them.
Imagine living there. Do you know what happened to the first time I went to a voodoo donuts was this night that I went to visit my friend living in Denver. And our plan was to hang out in Denver for one night and then drive to Boulder the next day where ASU was playing football. We went in the process of going to Voodoo Donuts, like I got a maple bacon bar, which you have to do when it's your first time, I think. And my friend Garrett ordered the cock and balls, which I believe that's the official name of it on the menu. I don't know for sure. I don't think I was in any condition to be reading while I was in there, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yes. I know what you're talking about.
It's a very large, very phallic, donut. And the next morning, as I was surprisingly like not too hungover and still able to eat, we busted out this donut. And I cut into it. Like he was sharing this donut with me because that's what he's a good friend, and that was when I found that it was cream filled, like when I bit into my first testicle, it was a magical experience.
Yeah, man.
God bless Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah, they don't miss.
they don't
forget a single detail, my friend.
No, they don't.
But you know, I was wondering. Speaking of food costs and souvenirs during a vacation or a traveling trip, I wonder about the Trump terrorists, the Capitol insurrectioners, and like what souvenirs they were like picking up and getting ready to bring back with them. Tim, I wonder what souvenirs the people from the Capitol. I mean, I know the one guy got the podium, right? And the one guy got Nancy Pelosi's mail.
That guy also was arrested.
Yeah, they were all arrested. You know why, Tim? Because they're fucking idiots, and their faces were on 4K fucking video and pictures, and they were streaming themselves on their fucking internet or on their accounts and their social medias. I know one guy was a West Virginia delegate. He was part of the government. I know that there are people that were smart enough to cover their faces up and cover their heads, you know, and not stream on their social media and not use their real names when they were doing most of the stuff they were doing. And guess what, Tim? If those motherfuckers had a cell phone on them, they're going to get got too. So don't worry, because all these fucking Nazis that you and I had a conversation about not too long ago off air about how we might get in 2021 to not have to end this fucking show the way we have ended it for almost every episode of this 121 show streak. I'm beside myself with the fact that we are going to continue to, use our end sign, our sign off, whatever you want to call it.
I work in radio full time and I don't know what it's called. I should know.
It's a sign off. I'm pretty sure it's a sign off.
I think about the last bit of every segment a lot, as I edit these things, because at the end of every like two-way, what we call a two-way, which is like a one-on-one interview with a host, the host will say, will like rename the guest and then say, you know, thank you so much for coming or something like that. And then there's like an awkward moment where the guest then says something. And usually they're just like, thank you. And I feel like there's gotta be like a real powerful way to end that. And of course, like they can't say fuck Nazis on the radio.
Of course.
But there's got to be like a more powerful, but you know, when people just say thank you, that seems you've put yourself in a position of weakness.
Yeah.
Like the crazy people like Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva will come on and he'll say like, bye bye.
That's like, insane.
That's a flex.
Oh my God.
Bye bye. Like, wow.
That's big dick energy.
Right?
Who's confident to say bye bye on fucking radio? Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
wow.
But we have to continue, man. We're really hoping that you know in this new year we will have sort of turned a page, and I can't help, Derek, but think that some of it maybe has to do with the fact that we haven't eaten this week's snack yet. That this is like a monkey on our back, this the curse that we have to unburden ourselves of.
That's a really good point, because there are often times where you and I have a snack that carries on for a long period of time, but rarely do we have a snack that. I've had my office so long that it had a designated spot on the shelf. What am I going to put there now that I'm eating it?
Yeah.
It's become part of my decor in my office. I might just put the empty box up there. It's covered dust.
You blow the dust off.
That's so much dust. But you're right. You might be onto something. This might be the key. Shit's insane, right?
Of all the snacks that we've ever eaten on this program, this is the one that people were reaching out to me. Were like specifically on Twitter and things like that. Like, hey, have you guys heard of this? Have you tried this? Do you know that this is a thing? People were very excited about getting us to eat this. I have my own like hypotheses as to why.
Sure. And it's similar to the same reason why you guys bought that donut, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. So
because you know when you buy that donut that your hungover buddies are going to devour it in the morning.
Uh-huh. And you get to watch them do it and laugh the whole time.
Yep. And it was worth the $8 or however much it cost.
Well, I hope our listeners enjoy listening to us laugh as we immaturely eat this week's snack. Hostess Twinkies cereal.
Hostess Twinkies cereal.
Hostess Twinkies cereal.
Hostess Twinkies cereal.
I don't know when we got this, but the box says new. It's clearly past its best if used by date, which was August 18th, 2020. Yeah, who knows when that's really from.
That's the date I have on mine.
I think when I bought them, they were on clearance at Walmart, which seemed to indicate that they were discontinued.
Ah.
So they're making room for the new cereals, like the oatmeal cream pie cereal is out now.
Yeah.
Snack cake cereal industry is moving fast, and we got to keep up.
It's moving right into the cereals territory, right? Which is no surprise, because nobody gives a shit about rules or law and order anymore, right, Tim? Nobody cares.
Not at all.
Obviously. People actually tried to overthrow our fucking government, and I watched it with my feet up on Twitter while I ate a bowl of cereal, coincidentally enough.
Oh, wait, what cereal, if you don't mind me asking?
It was Cinnamon Life.
Oh, it's a kind of a classic.
It really is, and I enjoy Cinnamon Life. It's a cereal that I can eat as a snack, as a dessert, as a breakfast. It's versatile.
Yeah, and I'd like to remind our listeners and our viewers that you ate this at while this chaos was happening, mm-hmm. which began around 2 p.m. our time,
correct,
in Arizona, which is not, I would say, a meal time,
right.
So how would you characterize what type of eating this was?
This particular eating time, I think you could either classify as an afternoon snack, or I hadn't eaten any kind of sweets, so you could even say a post-lunch dessert.
Yeah, it was a snack. God damn it. That's all I needed you to say. It was a snack,
Craig. Snack. Cereal's a snack.
I threw a little extra blasphemy in there just for Craig.
You really did.
I really did.
But yeah, no, again, I cannot believe, yet I can totally believe what happened. I can't believe we witnessed it. And I'm really looking forward to continuing watching the, Godfather-like ending to this for a lot of the, Patriot terrorists that, fucking trespassed, basically. And brought zip ties to, they brought zip ties?
When you bring zip ties, but also your zip ties and also your mom.
Yeah.
I got my zip ties. Mom, where's my zip ties?
Oh, did you see that poor woman in there, Aunt Tifa? Did you see her? Oh, Auntie Tifa. Oh. There was a real, I feel like there was a really musky odor in there during that, you know, like a real pungent smell.
Like it's fun to want to dunk on it, but it's also like terrifying.
Oh, it really is.
And also I have tremendous regret because I was covering the Trump rally in February when he was in Phoenix, uh-huh. and the dude with the buffalo horns was there, you know, holding court, putting on his show.
The QAnon shaman, right?
Yeah, and I could have taken a photo of him, and then apparently I could have sent that to the DC police for like $1,000 because they were offering a reward for any information leading to the arrest of this man who Twitter and every Arizona journalist know exactly who he is.
Oh yeah. People had profiles on him, interviews with him and shit.
All of social media, all of regular media, everyone knows who he is.
Everybody
except
knows.
For apparently the police.
Well, and, you know, a couple of my favorite things here from this whole situation was first how they turned on their own and immediately tried to disavow any kind of knowledge of any of the people that were like high profile idiots doing shit in the Capitol, and that they were all real Antifa undercover agents. Start circulating this thing about Black Lives Matter groups, you know, talking about raiding the Capitol and, you know, fucking. But the problem is that they're, you know. Their efforts are so transparent. They're the way that, like, you know, when you catch a 12-year-old in a lie and they start getting real fucking fancy with it and you're just like, come on. Like,
yeah.
you're getting entirely too elaborate and everything you're doing is fucking just proving more and more that you're guilty. You know,
it's a defense that I feel like Trump has used again and again. If anybody went back to that first, like, presidential debate, he's a big fan of, like, in a more long-winded fashion, but just, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it has worked for him.
There was a great segment on Death to 2020 with that exact thing as well. If you haven't seen that on Netflix, I strongly recommend checking that out. But, yeah, the deflection, the constant turnaround. It doesn't even make you really want to sit there and argue with these people. I mean, at this point of my life, I just literally eye roll and stop and leave. You know, like, that's where I'm at. And I feel sorry for people that can't do that. You know, I don't do any kind of political, you know, anything political as a job. So I can just kind of, you know, avoid it. Avoid arguing with people that I can't reasonably have discussions with. You know, a lot of people are actually surprised to find out our very own founder and proprietor of thesteelcage.com, Mr. Joshua Schlag, was a very conservative Republican himself. And when I tell people, especially, you know, people who know him but don't know him that well of that, they tend to be surprised. And it's like, yeah, no, I actually know really cool Republicans. Just because you're a Republican doesn't mean you have to be like this, whatever this is, right? Like, there's ways of being a completely logical, normal, civil person and being any political party, right? But when this weird kind of thing takes over and then, like, snowballs into a thing that, you know, wraps up, like, politicians and other people into acting, you know, exactly like Trump in this infantile fashion that somehow works because people, you know, I don't know, see it as being different than the status quo, you know. I think politics for the most part is boring and Trump fucking spices it up, right? We've talked about him getting up there doing his little routine where he starts going off script and saying real stupid shit, you know?
Yeah.
Getting himself into real trouble.
He plays the hits every time. He really, he has a set list,
He has a well-developed set list. He really does.
Yeah. He's really honed it. He knows exactly what to play and when. But there's other people like, I used to go to the gym with, the now chair of the Arizona Republican Party, who has made a lot of national news. And I'm confident that she's not really a crazy person, that she's just a pretty normal person who has decided to go all in on this performance for personal political gain.
Sure.
Because she's betting big that this is going to pay out. And it's really kind of sad to me.
You know, what I think of is that I don't really have that same kind of feeling about that because I get why. It's easy. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's very easy to go down that road. It's much harder to pick your words in a way that is, you know, civil and can also be, in informational or damning to your opponent if you want to debate or whatever. But it's hard to come up with, you know, stuff about policy and, you know, actual things that you would do, promises that you're going to make, when you could just sit there and bash your opponent and fucking people eat that shit up and love every minute of it. You know, I will say that both with this chaos in DC and with the vote, the one thing I am really shocked by is the numbers, right? So like even with the presidential vote, there were still so many people after seeing all of this shit for the last 4 years that were still completely okay with voting for Donald Trump. And you know what? I don't hate you if you did. I'm not even going to be one of those people who are like, nope, I'm fucking done. I'm done with everybody that supported Donald Trump. You have your reasons. I don't even need to know them. You know, I just am still very surprised after all that people have seen that many people voted for him. And just like that, I'm surprised that this many fucking idiots stormed the goddamn Capitol. I am legitimately shocked and surprised that many fucking of those fucking dumbasses out there that were there to support Trump and, you know, to support his whole fruitless cause that has no merit and has no evidence at all of any kind of tampering with, you know, the election or the votes, I'm surprised how many people just fucking charged in and fucking committed a felony. You know?
I hope somebody really made an effort on the souvenirs. I hope somebody is getting a shirt as their uncle or whatever is going to prison.
Sure.
That says, you know, my uncle stormed the Capitol and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Oh my God, dude. Let me tell you something. That's one thing. Not only do I give Trump credit for his little shtick that he does, his little comedy routine where he goes off script and starts riffing, but his merch stands are second to none. His merch is the hottest in the game, baby. You can't keep it in stock.
Yeah. Except the thing is that it's very easy for people to copy. So there's a lot of like knockoff Trump hats.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't buying the $30 ones. They're buying the $10 ones that pop up around these rallies.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess at that point, like, it's probably not really, I don't know, for him, I think it is about selling merch, because I think he needs the money.
Oh, he needs the money.
He needs the money. But anyway.
Did you see those emails that they sent out, like, pointing fingers about people not giving him money?
Yeah.
You're letting Big Don down, Little Don. You're letting.
Oh, hey, you know the whole Capitol raid that happened on Eric's birthday?
Oh, that was
he's got a birthday very close to mine.
That's special.
A little poor.
No.
It wasn't the same getting your kids' meal at BLT Steak that night.
Right. I hear you. But you know what? Maybe he could try this week's snack with us.
We've got to do the thing that people have been demanding of us, which is to eat a bag of you know what's.
Yep. Oh man, I think somebody in the chat tells me to do it once a day. But yeah, I did
my best in all areas to be like, listen, I want to clarify, this is a box. I understand technically there's a bag, but you don't say like I'm buying a bag of cereal. It's a box of cereal. It's a box.
It's a box. It's a box.
You know what's it's a box.
It's a box with a bag.
Smells a very, very strong aroma of corn and vanilla when you open this bag.
Oh, let's do this. I want to get in here.
It's getting that vanilla. Very. It's like a, not even like a real vanilla, but like a Coffee Mate kind of vanilla.
Yeah. Yep. Woo. It's got a little bit. Yeah. It's got. Yep. It smells like Play-Doh. Are we going to get some bowls of cereal? Are we going to get some bowls and some milk?
I've got my bowl and I poured it, but I need to get the milk.
All right, let's get some milk.
Let's do this.
All right. Eeny, weeny, teeny, weeny, shriveled little short dick man. Don't want. Eeny, weeny, teeny, weeny, shriveled little short dick man. Don't want no short dick man.
Once again, I'm having an absolute crisis of professionalism where...
What's happening?
I bought milk at Costco, so there's 2 gallons of milk in the fridge, but the one milk doesn't have a whole lot left, so I have more milk, but I'm going to see if I can make do with the one milk.
No.
Chance that I might need more milk?
No. Well, you have to get up in the middle of the podcast while we're recording and go fucking get it.
It's going to... Hopefully I can... I mean, I don't want to be stingy with the milk. I think that, you know, the Twinkie cereal deserves an amount of milk.
It. I mean, look at how phallic-shaped they are. Look at how wonderfully phallic-shaped they are.
They're smaller than I expected.
Well, you know, it's cold in here.
It is. It's winter. You forget that when, you know, every cereal box in the fine print says enlarged to show detail.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all put that in our fine print.
Put that on the Tinder profile.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's do this. Oh yeah, those are really stale and old.
They're a little well.
I don't know.
You think they were ever?
I don't know if they were ever good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do they taste like a Twinkie though? It's that vanilla flavor, that real fake vanilla Coffee Mate flavor is hitting pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know why, but I would have liked it to be white in the middle, even if it didn't actually have cream. But it's not.
Yeah, just for show. If they could have, found some way to do that, but it's not.
What a bold claim to just give me a fucking dick shaped cereal that's vanilla flavored and call it a Twinkie. Like, what about this is similar to a Twinkie besides the fact that it's kind of a mound? Like, it's not even Twinkie shaped.
Sort of. So yeah, that's true. Is it not flat on the bottom like a Twinkie? It's pretty much It's rounded. It's kind of, maybe a little like a, it's like a Good and Plenty. That's how I'd characterize it.
Yeah, that's good. That's accurate.
Not even quite a Mike and Ike.
Uh-uh. Yeah, because I don't feel like there's an old problem here. It's got a fine crunch to it.
Yeah.
Maybe the old thing could have impacted the flavor a bit here. I don't know. I just don't like that whatever fucking taste they're trying to put through here. I don't like it.
Yeah. The creamy cake of golden goodness that has enchanted the masses for generations is now making its debut on your breakfast table. They don't even really try to characterize what this is supposed to taste like. They're just like, it's Twinkie. It's Twinkie.
Fuck no, they didn't. No, they didn't. And there's no Twinkie the Kid on the box, even. You know?
That's an oversight. I don't like that.
Right?
I was at Target and I almost bought one of those Funko Pops that came with a t-shirt because it's Twinkie the Kid. Mm-hmm. And no matter how many times Twinkie has done his dirty, you can't stay mad at the kid.
Nah. He killed 12 men in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetes.
I like to think of the Twinkie the Kid being pretty much like Leonardo DiCaprio's character in The Quick and the Dead.
Uh-huh. What's
like his father is Gene Hackman, but he has to prove it.
Yeah, but we should have like a marshmallow in the middle or something.
Instead of all the fakey vanilla flavor, just like throw marshmallows in, I guess. I don't know. They did, the Post cereal company did that with Mega Stuff Oreo cereal, and it was better.
They were great.
They were the s'mores grams were great when we were eating all those extra marshmallows.
No. This needs marshmallows for sure.
Honey made s'mores cereal.
I'm gonna get some marshmallows and put it in here. I'm gonna make it marshmallow myself.
I never did find one of those bags of Lucky Charm marshmallows that they were selling. I may have missed them.
They're probably overrated. They're not going to taste the same, all right? Like, here's my thing. As you know, I don't like pickles.
Mm.
But because I was a kid and I didn't have a say in shit, we went to McDonald's and I got a cheeseburger. There were going to be fucking pickles on it. I wasn't going to get to ask my mom.
Back in those days, they would call that a grill order, and they would have to do all this special. Like, they had to stop production on everything to not put pickles on a cheeseburger or something. Right. And you'd have to wait an extra 5 minutes.
That's why that shit wasn't happening. Like, we were just, what you're getting is you're going to get it, and you can pick whatever you don't like off of it, right? So then when I did become an adult and I did have a car of my own and I was, well, not an adult, but, you know, a teenager, and I was able to go to McDonald's for years, I would go to McDonald's and I would get a cheeseburger, the two cheeseburger meal that they used to have at McDonald's, and I would get it sans pickles because...
Do they not have that meal anymore? Have they taken that off the extra value menu?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time. I'm sure you could still ask for it, though, because that's probably one of those things that they probably still do for you, but they might not have up.
Well, no doubt you can still get two cheeseburgers, fries, and a drink. I don't know if an extra value meal even, like, saves you any money.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to get an app now, and you got to use the offers in the app. You got to scan it. There's more touching of stuff. It doesn't seem right.
You
got
to jump through a lot of hoops. Yeah. You have to give them some blood.
But back to my story, though. I would order these cheeseburgers sans pickles, and I, for years, realized that they never tasted right. They never tasted right, Tim. Because I needed the pickles to touch the bun and the bread, but then not be there when I ate the cheeseburger. I needed that because that's what I grew up on. So it wasn't the same, right? So in that same context, I can't imagine that marshmallows that have always, for years, been packaged next to a shitty oat cereal could possibly taste the same by just being alone by themselves in a plastic bag. They're going to be all fresh and shit. They're not going to taste the same. They're not going to taste like Lucky Charms marshmallows. The only way you get Lucky Charms marshmallows is by picking them out of a box of Lucky Charms. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
You might be right about that. Like, it's like the Oops All Berries. It's not, it just wasn't that good.
It's not. No. It's
not. Did I tell you, Derek, that I made my own Fruity Pebbles treats and covered them with real white chocolate?
You sent me a picture of it, yes.
There's a lot of hubris put into that. It was an extraordinarily decadent snack. The type of thing that I could just see my grandmother, like, making a face and saying it's too rich.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of a snack. Of course, I ate the whole pan.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I still feel like there's work to be done in the white chocolate and Fruity Pebbles sphere that I haven't quite cracked it.
You are still mad about that fucking...
I am.
That snowman, aren't you?
When will we ever be free of the baggage of 2020 is what I'm asking as we're eating the cereal. The cereal that has been sitting on our shelves the entire year.
On January 21st.
I sure hope so. Actually, I was hoping it was going to be as soon as we finished writing this particular snack.
No. Gotta wait like 11 more days. Do you think people are going to get to go, like, drag Trump out of the White House?
I don't know. I don't want to get my hopes up.
No, man.
For anything.
Oh, man. All right, I'm ready to rate. Are you ready to rate?
I am, too. I didn't even have to go back for more milk. Thank goodness.
No, of course you didn't. You know, this snack promises the creamy, cakey, golden goodness that has enchanted the masses for generations on your breakfast table. Did they deliver that? Fuck no, they didn't. I'm giving this fucking cereal a 2.
You're madder about it than I am.
I am angry about that. I can't believe I finished the whole bowl. I should not have, but I do that sometimes.
I did it. I have to top off a little bit. I can't just like have a bowl. I don't know what my problem is. I didn't like it very much, but you know, I don't know, somewhere lost in this mess of like artificial tasting vanilla. Oh wow, the main ingredient is dextrose followed by sugar. Like, it's not even, do you get down to like then it's corn flour, then hydrogenated vegetable oil. It's a real true to Twinkies kind of ingredient list here. I guess you gotta give them points for that. Holy shit. Yeah. I don't know how many points I can give it just for whimsy. But it did make me smile a little bit, if not quite chuckle. Certainly not as funny as Cinnamon Toast Crunch Churro cereal, which is a far finer
bag. Oh, man. Such a better looking dick.
Yeah. Oh.
Hands down.
Yeah. But I'm going to very generously give Twinkies cereal a 4.
It doesn't deserve it, Tim.
I know.
You know it doesn't.
I know
it You're doesn't. Giving it points just because it's shaped like a little penis.
I know, but it's funny. It's still funny.
It really is. Yeah, well, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.
Hey.
Yeah.
We got a whole new batch of Nazis to say fuck you to, Tim. Man. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoy your prison time, Nazis. Fuck you. Oh. Fuck Nazis.
Fuck Nazis.
And I don't care if they have whimsical little dicks, Tim.
Nope.